A program in Portland that helped 170 people with serious mental illness live in the community has been shut down. The executive director of Shalom House says the organization was forced to end its community integration services because Medicaid reimbursement rates have been stagnant for more than a decade. The Mills administration announced this week that it's launching a review of its rate-setting system, but officials at Shalom House say it comes too late. Patty White has more.
Back in 2016, Shalom House Executive Director Mary Haynes Rogers predicted that the nonprofit would have to close its community integration program if the state didn't boost reimbursement rates. And unfortunately, she says, that prediction has come true.
We've already been begging for help for years. The time ran out.
As of January 10th, Shalom House ended its program that helped people with mental illness live in the community. Haynes Rogers says under the community integration model, caseworkers connect clients to other providers. They also help clients find housing and assist with daily living tasks like navigating the grocery store and paying rent.
It's humane. It also saves money. If you spend money on community-based mental health services, you don't spend money on jails and hospitals.
But the state isn't investing in community integration services, says Haynes Rogers, because Medicaid reimbursement rates have only increased by 4 cents in the past decade. She says that's caused Shalom House to sustain losses upwards of $100,000 annually for the past few years. She says the combination of stagnant rates, onerous certification requirements that make it difficult to hire caseworkers, and administrative burdens around eligibility has ultimately forced the nonprofit to end a service it's provided for 28 years.
Community mental health has been decimated in the last decade, and it's not better today than it was a year ago. And there are things that could be done immediately that would have made a difference and would have saved the program.
Maine's Department of Health and Human Services acknowledged this week that the system for setting reimbursements for MaineCare, the state version of Medicaid, is problematic. Speaking to the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, MaineCare Director Michelle Probert said there actually isn't much of a system.
They're changed and then they're not changed again until somebody gets around to saying maybe we should change those. And whether that's a year or quite a few years, it varies.
Probert said that DHHS is undertaking a comprehensive evaluation to improve how it sets rates. But the review is expected to last through November, and that's time that Haynes Rogers says Shalom House just doesn't have. Though the nonprofit will continue providing other services, it's now working to find placements for the 170 clients served under community integration. Catholic Charities has taken nearly 24 of those clients. Spokesperson Judy Katzel says they'll receive services under a different model called a behavioral health home, which she says is more streamlined.
In some respects, it may well be easier for them because they may have had other providers providing some of the services and they may have had to look at a couple of different places and all their records may have been in different places.
Katzel says the funding model is also more flexible and sustainable because it's a monthly payment versus fee for service. She says while it's hard to watch other providers like Shalom House have to end a program,
the behavioral health home is really where the industry, I believe, is moving in general.
Statistics in Maine back that up. Recently, the number of people receiving services through community integration versus behavioral health homes has essentially flipped. In the past 4 years, the number of people served through community integration has dropped by more than half, and the number served through behavioral health homes has more than doubled to about 7,500 people. But Haynes Rogers of Shalom House says while behavioral health homes are important, both models are needed to help people with mental illness live in their communities. A spokesperson for DHHS says in addition to evaluating reimbursement rates, it also plans to evaluate the effectiveness of both models. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.